You guys, everything is borked, right? Like the world is borked. And so if you're not a prepper yet, like seriously, what is even wrong with you?
I don't understand what you're doing with your life. Cause you're not, I gotta tell you, I love y'all, but you're not coming to my house and eating my food. I mean, you're welcome to come. If you have a skill, you're welcome to come.
Right.
All right. If you have a viable skill, you can come on over. But I have food for me and my family, maybe a little bit extra from my Patriot Supply.
That's right. And that, if you don't have an emergency food kit on hand, on standby, I don't even know what has to happen in the world for you to do that.
Right.
At this point.
Right. I mean, Does J-Lo and Ben Affleck have to get back together and get married again? Like, what has to happen? Like, that's ever... Oh, wait, it's going to happen. Oh, my God.
Now is the time. And you guys, my Patriot Supply, it's not even that they just have food, which they do. They have literally everything that you could ever need to prepare for disaster. But right now, you can get 25% off the 4-week emergency food kit. You go to preparewiththechicks.com and you get your 25% off if you use that specific website, preparewiththechicks.com. And great news, I had someone write me yesterday and said, what's a special like phone number that I can use that I can still get the Chicks discount with? And so I got one. I found out a phone number. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So I'm going to tell it, and then I'll tell it really slow. It's 888-411-7107. I'll put that in the description of this video after the fact. And it's Jared. We even have a name.
Really?
Yeah. Jared. Okay. Ask for Jared. Tell him you heard about my Patriot Supply from the Chicks. Do it.
What's
Do
up,
it
right Jared? Now. What's up?
Thank you, Lula Monica Hutton, for that super sticker. We very much appreciate that, especially because everything's been so borked today.
It is borked.
Okay, so I have some things. So yesterday, Secretary of State Blinken gave a presser and announced finally a number of Americans that are still waiting to get the flock out of Afghanistan. And it's somewhere in the range of 1,000 to 1,500.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot. If you put those people in one room, that's a hell of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right.
And at this point, I don't know how you don't refer to them as hostages, because if it's true, because the U.S. Embassy was like sending out alerts to on the ground saying, don't come near the airport because there's going to be all kinds of terrorist attacks. Thanks to ISIS. They're not even just stranded. They are legit going to be hostages that country.
Well, listen, if you don't think that they're hostages right now, like you in your mind, you know, some in a semantic sort of way, because you're a hippy dippy liberal and you're like, oh no, they're not hostages. You know, these are just people maybe who have chosen to be there, right? This is what you're rationalizing in your head. Then what are you going to say next Tuesday? You know, then what are they? Then what are they next Wednesday? What are they next Thursday? I mean, this was a choice. This is what they did. What this administration did was a freaking choice. Mm-hmm. They left these people there. They abandoned these people. I don't know how else you can see this unless you are just so power rationalizing in your head, you know, because you want so badly to think that this administration is not completely inept.
Yeah.
I don't know what else they did this. It was such a screw up. And it's been handled so poorly, and he just didn't know what he was doing. He just wanted to get the heck out of there. And so I guess, and he did it so poorly. I mean, the fact that our weapons are left, I mean, the sheer amount of weaponry that is left there. And
did you see the Taliban started releasing video of themselves flying the Black Hawks?
Yes.
And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me with this?
It's like, oh my God.
I know. And you know what they will say on Tuesday and Wednesday to answer your question? They'll say those Americans must not have wanted it bad enough. Because that's what they're already trying to prepare us for, right? That's why Psaki keeps saying, any American who wants to come home, we're going to try to get home. Who doesn't want to get the hell out of there?
Right.
What nonsense is that for them to say? It's so insulting, really, right, that they would say that about anyone. It's like they're putting the blame on the people that are stranded.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It is. It absolutely is. It's just what you said is victim blaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So congratulations to this administration, because you have just managed to screw this up and then blame the people who are over there. Like, what is wrong with you?
It's like they're telling everybody over there collectively that their skirts are too short. I mean, right. You know,
exactly.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
God. Mm-hmm. And speaking of ISIS and like terror and how bad it's going to get. So ISIS, well, there's all kinds of threats from ISIS right now. But the new ISIS-K, which I can't remember what the K stands for. It's like a region. It's like Koromani or I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so the new version of ISIS that's there, they are brutal. Like they're talking already about blowing up girls' schools. Because
That's what they do.
Right. And then the Taliban has already announced that there's not going to be any music allowed in the country.
Oh,
no music.
Why would you need music? Yeah, I mean, music.
What is wrong with these absolute psychopaths?
Well, you know what we should do? We should actually work with these people, right?
We should legitimize them.
We should legitimize them and then let them call the shots. Because they seem normal. And this is precisely what they've done. This is precisely what Biden has done. He's like, well, I mean, let's go ahead and just let them. I mean, they seem like they're going to be okay.
They said that they would help us. They said.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. And then they go full footloose on our ass.
Right. Yeah. They went full footloose.
Yeah.
They did. There was a thread going around yesterday. I wonder if I can find the details. But I guess back in 2020, when they had an actual government in Afghanistan, that government was allowed to become a part of the Human Rights Council in the UN, right? Like, so they're part of that. And apparently that membership, for lack of a better word, in the Human Rights Council transfers to whatever government there is in Afghanistan. So imagine that if this government, this Taliban, is recognized officially by anybody, they will have a seat at the very table that talks about women's rights.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Oh my God. Yeah.
And then you have to disband the UN at that point. Like you just have to delegitimize the UN.
Right. Like it wasn't a joke before. Yeah.
I mean,
and now it's just like a complete and utter joke. Yeah.
I could not believe what I was saying. Speaking of jokes, Biden's getting a lot of shit for the snarkiness that he had on display when he was at some cyber meeting.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did. I saw what was it that he said to that person? You'll be the first to know or something.
Yeah. So they're, you know, the reporters are shouting questions and they basically the exact question was, what will you do if Americans are still there after the deadline? And he laughed and said, you'll be the first person I call.
Yeah. That's
and what- so, he, you know. It's so inappropriate on every level. And then Peter Ducey, of course, was the one to ask Jen Psaki about it in her presser. And she danced around answering him as much as she could. But like they're in full on damage control mode because that was disgusting.
I heard that they cut his mic the other day.
They did.
And that to me is like I don't even want to say it's the beginning of the end, but we've got 3 years left of this guy. They're cutting his mic. I can't be the only one who's completely and totally concerned. Like that's a problem when they're cutting the president's mic. His people are doing that.
Because mm-hmm. they know.
Of course they know. They know what Rachel Campos Duffy knows.
Yep.
And what he has been forced to, or with at least asked to apologize for. What
She better not.
Because it's the truth. I mean, she's being asked to apologize for the truth, which is he is clearly in a state of mental decline, and they're cutting his mic.
Because they're afraid of what he might say, and they should be.
Right. I mean, it's so then what, you know, I mean, it's like, So I'm a like worst case scenario kind of girl. Right. So they get rid of a Biden. Oh God, I get very uncomfortable talking about this. I get very uncomfortable, but they get rid of a Biden. We have a President Kamala. Oh God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Crazy. And then like, and say that doesn't work out. Then you have, look who you have.
Stop it.
Right. I'm just saying, like, our options are so bad right now. Like, this is what gives me nightmares. There are no good options,
Mom. Why did you have to say that? Why?
Well, because I have to be the one to say it. You're not, and you can't cut my mic.
I think I can. I think I actually can, but I'm not gonna.
Thank you.
No, our choices are absolutely positively dreadful. I mean, it's terrifying. You're absolutely right.
So what do you do? This is the thing. They're cutting his mic, but it's like, you can't deem the guy like unfit, because then we get Kamala.
I know.
Holy crap, you guys.
Oh my God.
They did not.
Okay, we got to talk about something happy second, because I just can't. So let's talk about the fact that you can still get 50% off of Giza Dream Sheets with MyPillow if you use code,
which is a great deal because they're so fantastic and they're not slimy, but they're soft.
And you're like, luxurious. You're doing Axl Rose right now.
Yeah. They're like Axl Rosey, but not, you know, they're those. It's the Axl Rosey technology is what it is. I'm sure Michael Lindell really appreciates that. I'm sure he really does.
Like, oh my God.
Ixnay on the Axl Osray technology. Can you not, chicks?
But it is just exactly like that.
Right.
It is.
Then I'm and you're like, oh God, I just want to get all up in the sheets.
Yeah. Oh my God.
They're really great. She can't finish the ad, you guys. Anyways, buy some sheets. They're
why? It's 50% off, you guys. Just go to mypillow.com or call 1-800-875-0513. Use code
Chicks.
By the way, I finally thought of a new name to use today. Did you see?
It's really good. Thanks. To really like Rachmaninoff. I would play some Rachmaninoff back in the day. And I like what you've done there. There are a lot of the kids in their 20s watching us, because there's so many kids in their 20s watching us. And they're like, what?
Who?
What is that?
Yeah. Well, if you get it, then good for you.
Is that an influencer? I don't understand.
You guys, yesterday, there was a survey that came out apparently that listed like the top 5 most offensive school mascots. And the Notre Dame leprechaun was part of the top 5. And I just can't. I can't.
God, I hate that prick.
What are we doing?
I don't, because our country is, like you said this morning, borked. Everything is borked. If you find a leprechaun offensive, who are you? Come to me and I want to punch you in the face. I mean, not that I condone
violence. We don't condone violence.
We don't condone violence on this show. But like, I want to know who that person is that is offended by a leper. Don't you remember the Lucky Charms commercials? Like, we grew up on that.
At the end of the rainbow. Hello.
Like, that guy didn't offend me. It was a little weird, you know, but I was just like, whatever. But I mean, this is obviously somebody not in our generation. Obviously.
Yeah. There's no way. There's no way that it's somebody that has the wisdom that comes with age. There's just no way.
No, this is a, I don't know, a teen or a 20 something. This is a Gen Xer. Is that mm-hmm. right? No, I'm sorry. Gen Zer.
Right.
Or because I'm a Gen Xer. This is a Gen Zer or a millennial that's doing this.
Yes.
Because these people are offended by everything.
Well, thankfully, Notre Dame is like, seriously, get over yourself. You know really? What I mean? Like, oh, yeah. And I was worried because I was like, oh, here we go. Because Notre Dame, they're going to cave. They didn't. They're like, nope, this is part of our, you know, our Irish heritage. And it's something that we regard with respect and loyalty. And it's not going anywhere. Basically, F off.
Were they offended because they're Irish, or were they offended because it was it's fighting? Because it's like this. It's like, put them up.
Right. What it says is that they're saying the Fighting Irish nickname began as a derogatory term used by opposing schools at the turn of the century because most of the students were Irish Catholic. And then it was adapted to be used as the team's official nickname by the university president in 1927, who was Irish. So I think what they did is they took the slam and they just were like, we're going to like adopt it. Yeah.
It's funny because my family, my dad's side of the family lives in South Bend and they have a tailgate there. I mean, they love Notre Dame. In mm-hmm. fact, the very first kid in my family just, I think, finally got into Notre Dame like a couple of years ago, but they have tailgated there forever and just love the school. And, you know, it's a bunch of Irish Catholics. This is what they freaking love that school. I mean, this is what they do. I can't to be offended by that. Like, I don't. Okay.
Like what is your life that is what you're focused on? You know right. what I mean? Like yeah. that, I just can't imagine looking that hard for reasons and things to be mad at.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you say that because like when all the stuff has been going on with Afghanistan over the past couple of weeks. And one of the things I said to my husband the other day was, I was like, you know, kids today have known no terror really over the past 20 years. 20 years. Yeah. They've been 20 years terror free. And this is what they've known. And, you know, we've seen some stuff. And then our parents have seen a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And our grandparents saw a whole hell of a lot of stuff, you know. So kids today, they just, I know I sound like kids today.
Making that rake. Making that
rake. But they've been 20 years of terror free. So they, you know, they're pissed off about fighting leprechauns, you know. Yeah. This is what,
like, how sheltered and awesome are their lives,
right?
But that's their focus.
Like, congratulations on your awesome American life. Thank you.
Well,
thank a soldier.
Yeah,
thank a soldier for that. Yeah,
there was a campus reform video, like one of those man on the street videos that we played on the radio show the other day, where the chick that was doing the interviews were asking all these college girls. I think it was UCF, University of Central Florida. And she was going around saying, do you think women are oppressed in America? And all of them were like, so much. Yeah. Like, I have had to quit jobs because I was treated so poorly. And, you know, women are paid way less than men. And like, we're so oppressed here. So then the chick from Campus Reform was like, so I don't know if you've been following what's going on in Afghanistan, but the Taliban doesn't let women work or go to school or go anywhere without a male chaperone. So does that change your perspective at all about the level of oppression of women in America? And some of them were like, yeah, I guess we have it pretty good here.
And then like, and one of them probably is like, what's Afghanistan?
Right.
What? That. Is that an influencer? I cannot.
I'm going to name my daughter Afghanistan too.
Is that a DJ? DJ Afghanistan? I think I've heard of that DJ. He spins it hard. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so speaking of influencers, did you hear that Kanye West officially filed legal paperwork to change his name to just YE?
No.
So my question, and this is legit. I need help from you and everybody else. Is it going to be pronounced yay? Like Kanye, or is it going to be ye like Yeezy? I don't know.
Okay, that actually is a legit question. That's a legit, serious question.
Right? It is a question for the ages.
I would probably say ye.
Ye?
Yeah, because I okay. yeah, say ye. So.
But he's doing it. Like, it's official. Like, there, his lawyer filed a court request saying we'd like to change his name now. Yeah.
Why?
Because he's got a new album coming out. So, I mean, he's got to do something, right? God,
okay. All right. Maybe he could just. Maybe he could just release the album like people used to do in Days of Yore. Rather than change their whole name to something stupid. No?
That would be something.
Yeah.
That would be something.
Yes. Because you look ridiculous. Okay.
Interesting news about your former neck of the woods, Johnson County, Indiana.
Yeah.
So I don't know the legitimacy of this. I can only assume it is legitimate. It was sent to us redacted from somebody on Facebook who basically took a screenshot of a message that they received about Camp Atterbury, which is the army camp, the right. army base that's in Johnson County.
Right.
So here's what it says. Good news, bad news. The good. Over 1,100 Afghan refugees will be arriving by the end of the week in Johnson County at Atterbury with the intent of approximately 10 to 12,000 within the next few weeks. If the intent is met, that's 10,000 lives of those who have helped coalition forces and possibly saved American lives being protected, and that is certainly my hope. Bad. Here's the bad. Number one, the vetting process is porous, to put it mildly. What typically takes months to screen out, they're squeezing into a 7-day process.
Oh my God.
Number two, security for them while here will be lax at best. No enclosed areas on base with free range and access to local communities. And number three, even with a 90% successful screening, and there's no way it'll be that high, but I'll humor the thought, that leaves numerically 1,000 possible people with ties to terrorist ideals.
Yeah.
Number four, local community leaders are silent and the local community has no idea and should be at the very least be kept abreast of the developing situation in our backyard. So
that's kind of a problem. That's Trafalgar and Nineveh and I'm trying to think some of the surrounding areas, like all the surrounding areas, like in that's the little small town, Indiana. Those are small towns because we lived in Bargersville. I lived in Bargersville, Indiana. Trafalgar is where my daughter went to school. Very small town. We're talking farm country USA is
right.
where that is. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
To see.
And we know that this, yeah. I mean, not that your new neck of the woods is any safer, because I know that there were like 10,000 that have already arrived in Dallas and like people have arrived in DC and Virginia. I mean, They're being sent all over the place.
But when you say Dallas is different because, I mean, I don't live in Dallas. I'm 2.5 hours away from Dallas. But when you say Camp Atterbury is literally right in the center of small town USA. I mean, like, those people are going to assimilate in a small town area, whereas it's not going to be an urban setting.
Right.
It's a different, that's a whole different kind of assimilation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be very interested to see how that goes.
I know. Same. Like I saw that and I was like, oh damn, that's going to be a very big change.
Damn is right. Yeah.
Yikes
is right.
Yeah.
All right. You guys, today's Thursday, right?
Please let it be. Yes. Yes, it is. That means it's your birthday Eve.
My birthday Eve. I turn 50 tomorrow, you guys. I turn the big 5-0.
Everybody have donuts. Everybody have donuts tomorrow.
Everybody get donuts ready and also vodka. Get it ready tomorrow morning. Be here. Same bat time, same bat channel. Bring it in. Bring it in, everybody.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. All right.
Yeah. All
you
right.
Guys, have a great Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Joe Biden lies about Afghanistan while thousands of Americans remain stuck there. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. Each day we'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and some laughs, too. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.